Coming up next, the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
And greetings to you, all of Southern California. And I understand we have some extraterrestrials listening, just anchored off Jupiter. So welcome to all aliens and extraterrestrials to another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Continuing today, we're going to talk some more about the degrees of the zodiac. Today we're talking about compatibility, karma, and what happens when you find someone, meet someone, or know someone. Like my mother, who has Venus at 29 Aquarius, exactly trine her son's Uranus at 29 Gemini, which is so nice for a mother and son combination. But when you find exact numbers in comparison, what it means. And this is going to be a lot of fun today. Now, if you have a question today, in lieu of a question concerning your career or romance, one of the questions you might want to ask, in case you are curious, is what your rising sign by degree means. Because what I've been doing the last few shows is I've been explaining to people what their rising sign by degree means. Now, also, let's say you share a degree. Let's say you have your sun at 5 Scorpio and your girlfriend or your boyfriend has his moon at 5 Scorpio, and you want to know what it means to have an exact conjunction between you and another person at a certain degree. Well, not only as part of today's show will I explain to you what that means to share that degree, what that particular degree means. But I will also try to help explain some of the connections. See, when we talk about exact degrees, each and every degree in the zodiac is made up of a full circle, 12 signs, okay? It's a belt of stars that surrounds the planet Earth, and that should be fairly simple to imagine. Imagine this belt around the Earth goes on for infinity. And this belt is actually identified from the zodiacal constellations, the 12 zodiacal constellation, Aries, Taurus, the constellation of Gemini, and then Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So, when you have all this stuff going on out there, or what's going on, the reason why this belt is so important is because the planets in our solar system and the sun and the moon can be located at any given time, astronomically speaking, somewhere in this belt. That's why this belt called the zodiac has gained so much importance. If you believe in God, then you have to wonder why God chose this part of space, this sector of space, to allow the planets to move from the Earth's point of view. But that's why the zodiac is important. Now, what I have learned to believe, and you know, because we do talk about astrology and metaphysics, and we do keep an open forum constant here on this show, and we also search for further truth, never ever limiting ourselves to any confirmed positive bottom line truth, what I have come to in my recent studies and research is to believe that the soul uses the degrees of the zodiac to jump around as far as either evolution or de-evolution is concerned. And in past shows, I've discussed that I personally believe that people that have higher degrees, from 15 to, say, 29 degrees in their chart, that they would actually have grown more or evolved more or worked karmically more through their signs as far as climbing the stepladder. And, you know, it goes without saying, of course, I don't have too many degrees under, I don't have anything under 10 except a north node at 8. And then I have Neptune at 10 Libra and Mars at 15 Libra and Pluto at 14, actually Leo, and the rest of my planets are all 15 and beyond. So obviously, I'm not trying to blast my ego or say, well, Farley Malaris has one of these evolved charts. It just so happens that's the way my chart is. And a lot of times people with earlier degrees refuse to let go, can be more obsessed, maybe be more stubborn concerning transition and metamorphosis or evolution of their soul because they can be more tied or obsessed with the dimension. But anyway, this is, like I say, this is my opinion. I'm always open for further suggestions or opinions from anyone out there, even the aliens docked off Jupiter. But the interesting part of the 360 degrees of the zodiac is I feel that each and every degree holds major significance. And people that are really nitpicky about understanding astrology and getting into what you call the pinpoint accuracy of understanding the vibration of the zodiacal energies, and like trying to tell the difference between twins, where one is 29 Leo rising and the other one is 0 Virgo rising, You know, obviously there's a big difference if twins have two different rising signs, but let's say a twin with four Taurus rising and the other twin with five Taurus rising. And just for example, the fourth degree of Taurus would be more of a desire to overcome outside influences through knowledge of their reason, a challenge to self, to seek cooperation from others, a seeking of purification of past negative opinions. The fifth degree of Taurus is totally far removed. This is an ego thrust. So a much more powerful twin would have 5 degrees Taurus rising. Resentment builds up towards self-weaknesses. Possessiveness comes to 4. So see, you can tell there's a major difference between twins, and that's why we are pinpointing on the degrees of the zodiac today. Now, I do feel that, of course, maybe only God knows truly how we earn degrees and how we don't earn degrees, but I do believe that there's a karma-dharma method that goes on. If you don't know what karma is a vibration that is incurred upon a human being and affects their soul depending upon their actions, their thoughts, their words, and their wishes. And if you create negative vibration in your actions, in your thoughts, in your words, or in your wishes, like a rubber room, and like throwing whatever you do throw into the wall will bounce back to you, karmically speaking, all things are returned to you, and usually compounded as such to teach you that this is not the way to treat this dimension. Dharma, in my opinion, is a positive vibration that is earned from doing something nice for yourself or other people. It's actually deeds. And many times, astrologically speaking, I have identified aspects as far as energies that act between planets, geometrical triangular vibrations that exist between planets in the natal chart are from the moving planets in the sky that affect the natal chart that we refer to on the show as squares and oppositions and inconjuncts, which would be karmic aspects or aspects, geometrical, magnetic, vibrational energies that show us where our lessons to be learned are or what debts we have to pay from past lives. And then the trines and sextals referring usually to more dharmic situations where we have more ease and comfort in our lives because we did something in a past life or in a past alien existence that was positive, that was loving, that was good. So we've already identified a couple things in this show today. You know, we've identified that the further you move up in degrees from 0 to 29, that the person might evolve more in that sign. And as far as the higher degrees being the teachers and the philosophers and the ones that are ready to step into the next sign, as far as growth goes. And that's why we believe with Pisces being the last sign, those people with degrees in late Pisces can be very evolved and can also have a choice of completely splitting this dimension and overcoming the reincarnational process. But also, not only do we identify certain things metaphysically as far as the soul's path in each and every lifetime, the karma of the soul or debts it's incurred, the dharma of the soul or deeds it's done, but what happens is we can identify, analyze, and interpret this uniqueness, this decisiveness, this division of an individual, this illusion of separation that we have chosen. We can identify and analyze through analyzing the individual degrees of the astrology chart in lieu of the planets that exist in those degrees and the aspects that are placed upon them. That is why I keep telling people, when you get your chart done, take the time to memorize your planets by sign and degree. The minute not being that important, the degree is the critical part. Just like I know off the top of my head, I'm Libra rising 20, Leo sun 18 degrees, Scorpio moon 17, Mercury and sun in Leo at 18, Venus in Cancer at 5, Mars in Libra at 15, Jupiter retrograde in Sag at 19, Saturn at 25 Leo, Uranus at 29 Gemini, Neptune at 10 Libra, and Pluto at 14 degrees Leo with north node of the moon 8 degrees Taurus, south node 8 Scorpio. So I have my chart in my head, and I have that memorized. And that is why whenever I do any chart, or even when I look at the astroscopes that are sent into our own mail, I always scan to see if I can find people with exact degrees. In fact, when I met one of my dearest and closest friends throughout time, Laurel Usher, who used to work with the show and be on the air with me and also was my girlfriend for a while there, one of the major attractions and one of the most exciting things about knowing her was that we were both Leos and we both had Libra rising at 20, which is rare, and not only to find someone that has your same rising, but Libra rising at 20 or the 20th degree of Libra, like some degrees in the zodiac, are also very rare. You do find that some degrees are not nearly as prevalent as others, like from 0 to 10. You seem to be a lot of people that have rising signs from 0 to 10 degrees, and it's much harder to find people with risings in the 20s, usually. So you know, this is a very, very interesting subject. This is really interesting because what I want to do is I want to take you into a Twilight Zone time machine and regress you all into your past lives with this topic. I'd like to take you and place you into your reincarnational self and show you that I can prove to you that you lived before in the reflection you would have with another person that you would meet. And that's what the point and the purpose of this topic is. Because if you meet somebody, after you've memorized all your planets, right, by sign and degree, and you got them in your head, and you finally meet someone, right, all Leo moons in the world at 18 degrees that fall on my son, Leo, at 18, are people that not only I might have something in common with, but because their planet, their moon, shares an exact degree as my sun, which happens to be a best friend aspect, too, because when suns and moons are together in compatibility, that makes for tremendous bonding, for sure. But there's also a vibrational karmic dharmic effect that goes on. That means depending on the aspects to that planet, that Leo planet 18 in your chart, depending on the aspects from that Leo planet in my chart, depending on the combined aspects from both charts, we can actually devise here and analyze and discover a past life experience. Well, you might identify all the people that you've ever been with in any past life as soulmates. If you want to know what a soulmate is, in my definition, a soulmate is someone that you have had intense intimacy with, either as a mother, a daughter, a son, a husband, a wife, a best friend, a brother, a sister, a lover, or even an enemy. That's what I call a soulmate. Somebody who would be what we call in a perfect union of dharmic bliss. People that are meant for each other without hardly any problems at all and are meant to ebb and flow together with very little restriction, I would call a soul twin, or someone that is so tightly embraced upon your own soul that it's like the two of you are a division of one soul molecule. So together you are united as one. That's what I call a soul twin. But anyway, to find your soulmates and discover some of these people that you know, because frankly, a lot of people in the world are going to have planets at 18 Leo, right? There are millions of people are going to have something at 18 Leo. But I'm not going to meet all those millions of people. See, somehow my higher mind, my higher self, my spirit guides, and my destiny factors will lead me to certain individuals where, boom, bam, I will discover, wow, this person that I happen to meet, you know, has a planet right dead on my planet, a Leo sun. There could be thousands of people listen to the Astrology Hour and go, yeah, Farley, I got something at 18 Leo, but I'm too darn shy and too darn insecure and introvert to reach out and let you know that we have something like that. So for that reason, I'll never know that person, which obviously means I don't have a karma or a dharma or anything with them. But so many people that you will meet, it seems like the people that I get along with the best, the people I have loved the best, my best friends in the world throughout history, Michael Alcana, a 20 Aquarius rising, a 20 Aquarius moon, Bruce Berman, Neptune at 20 Libra, Mike Malavan, Venus at 20 Libra, Michael Alcana, Venus at 20 Libra, there's my rising, 20 Libra, Roger Reinhardt, a planet in Gemini at 20, I believe. People that I've known and loved, some of my closest friends in the universe, seem to have an air sign at 20 degrees. And you know what that is? Air signs are mental. They're psychological. They're communicative. And when you have them, there's a bonding mentally where it's fun to be with those people. There's a stimulation and there's also a dharma because all these trines are involved. So, you know, one of the more exciting things about this topic is to understand the importance, the significance of each and every degree. And I also highly recommend you go out and buy the book An Astrological Mandala by Dane Rudyhar, R-U-D-Y-H-A-R. And frankly, you can get that at the Bodhi Tree or the Spectrum. Okay, maybe the Phoenix has it too. You might call them first. And that way you can go through and study what each and every degree of the zodiac means from Dane's point of view. Now, as far as this show is concerned, if you know your rising by degree, in lieu of a personal question, I will give you a definition of that rising point. Or if you have another planet in your chart that is more important than your rising and you'd like to know what that means because you've already heard your rising degree announced on the air on the show, then you can give me your moon, your Mars, or whatever. But I only ask people not to call me every day with this if you've already called me on one because I'm giving all the members one shot at this, and I always ask members to call back every 2 to 3 weeks to let as many members as possible in. So that's part of the topic for the 2-hour show today. We're going to look at that. Also, if you do know you share a compatibility with someone, where your husband's Venus is at 5 Pisces and your Mars is at 5 Pisces and you'd like me to look up 5 Pisces for you and give you my interpretation of what that degree means, that maybe you can help figure out some of the karmic or dharmic bond. Because see, some of the degrees of the zodiac, frankly, if earned, like 19 Sag, like 20 Libra, like 14 Pisces, there are certain degrees in the zodiac that are very dharmic, that you can obviously tell that you have earned that because you've done something good. And then other things you'll hear me read on the air might show ego or selfishness or perhaps karma because you have that certain degree. So in today's show and the rest of this week, of course, if people want to know what a certain degree of the zodiac means for a rising or a planet or a compatibility, and I'm talking about exact degrees, please, if you have your moon at 4 Virgo and your boyfriend's sun is 5 Virgo, don't ask me what 4 and 5 means. I'm talking about exact degrees because It is usually very rare and uncanny to find relationships that share planets at the same degree. If you find someone's chart that has a planet at the same degree as you, one planet, that's definitely soulmate effect. If you find somebody that has 2, 3, 4, or 5 of your numbers in your chart, you're talking uncanny and eerie connection. And a lot of times, these relationships can become very close and very embraceable and very deep, or you can blow each other apart first time, first date. And that way you know that it's too intense, that you've already absolved the karma with this person. And even though you know there's a strong vibe there, there's some kind of immediate payback or some kind of peace made, and then the relationship just drifts off. One thing about this topic, I believe with all my heart and soul that of all the topics I have done, if there's one area that I have really researched, if there's one area that really rings my chimes, it really pushes my buttons, because see, if there's something that is exciting in my life, I like to know ahead of time what's going down with relationships. And believe me, there are so many mediocre relationships that you meet in your life with people that have no degrees at all in your chart. But just imagine for a moment the excitement when you realize that people you've known and loved, people you've married, people you've hated, people you've lived with and grown up with, your parents, your relatives, your friends, when you finally discover that they share exact numbers, exact degrees of their planets in their chart with an exact degree with some planet in your chart. It's so exciting because you know there's a connection, you know there's a vibration, because I really do believe that the individual degrees of the zodiac, the Sabian symbols we call them, that this does really reveal uniqueness of the soul reflection that is actually designed for this life cycle. So whenever you find people with your same degrees in their chart, you're actually looking at a reflection. It's like plugging into someone that is that much closer to your very own soul molecule. So you actually feel more of a oneness with God, more of a oneness with a person that would have planets sitting on your planet's exact degree and exact sign. I want you to get the chills from that. I want you to think about that for a second, because you really can save a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of wastefulness will pass into the darkness when you understand this simple formula of exact degrees. It does take a little work and a little study, but wow, the payoffs are just incredible. Because every time I meet someone that has a 20 Libra or a 19 Sag or something in the late air signs, 29 Aquarius or 29 Libra, 29 Gemini, I just met a friend who has a 29 Libra Mars, and it's very exciting. There's a connection, and you know, you feel a vibration. Let's say you should make love with somebody that has a 29-29 complement between you and their chart. Making love with that person is going to be different than making love with anybody else, because the oneness that is revealed in that lovemaking session is much more beautiful. It's much more obvious. It's evident. It's much more kundalini in its effect. And that's why people, when they get into something like astrology and they understand some of its significance, it is exciting. It does blow you out of the water how real it really is. It's very exciting. And I know this show is advanced. The Astrology Hour has been on the radio going on 5 years now, and people that just tune in, of course this is going to go over your head. But you know, if you're into it, what you got to do is you got to play a little catch-up ball. It's like you're in a football game, you're down 40-10, you just tune into this radio show, and in order to catch up, you got to throw a few touchdowns. You got to get your chart done, get your transits done, pick up some of the suggested reading we suggest, like Secrets from a Stargazer's Notebook by Debbie Kempton Smith, or take some classes maybe, or you get help, you go for it, you listen to the show every day, you record the topics. You might not understand this topic today, but a month from now you might listen to it and go, yeah, Farley, I knew one day I'd get that topic, and when I did, I was ready for it. And it really resolved a lot of stuff for me. It helped me more. Sometimes, you know, people listen to these topics on the show, and they'll rebirth during the show. And I'll get off the air, and they'll be glowing. All their chakras will be open, and they will have gone through a spiritual shift during that show because I said something that sank into them, and I lifted them up. And actually, they lifted themselves up. I just acted as the catalyzer, right? And they'll sit there and go, whoa! When I first started listening to this show, I thought it was just a radio show. I didn't know it was some kind of metamorphosis, transitional, psychological, psychic, emotional transition. But you better believe, regulars that listen to this show and take this class, the Astrology Hour, every day, go through incredible growth process if they allow themselves to. And that's why I like doing the show. It's fun. Because I know people are freaking out there. It's great. It's my little kink. Okay, we are ready to go to the phones now and check your degrees in lieu of any personal questions you might have. For students of the Astrology Hour, pay attention as I discuss each and every degree called in today. And if you do hear your degree already called in the air, you can save us the boredom of having me read it again. If I already read your rising degree and you're recording the show, then go for your moon. You've already heard what your rising means. Why ask me the same degree again? Ask me your moon, or your sun, or your Venus, or your Mars, and that way you'll learn that much more about yourself. Only thing I could say to you, the students of the Astrology Hour, is record these shows when people call up for their degree significance, because you can later type out these degrees and have them as your own. Okay? Let's go to the phones. Sean's an Aquarius with Virgo rising. Is it a he or a she? Sean?
Yes.
You're a he.
Yes, I am. I'm an Aquarius with Virgo rising, and I know that I have Uranus opposing my Mars and Saturn opposing my Mars, and about a month ago, I broke my finger on my right hand, and last Saturday, I was in an automobile accident and broke my right leg, and I was just wondering how long or what other things should I expect in this transit?
Stay indoors, right? Lock yourself up. Okay, now you have, oh, I got it. Yeah, for sure. I got the dropsies myself, guy. You have Mars at zero Cancer. And whenever Uranus and Saturn go oppose Mars, Mars is a planet that is like your impulse planet. It's your battery, okay? It's your impulse engines. It's not your warp engines. It's like Star Trek, right?
Right.
And when you're on impulse power and you go through a transit with Saturn and Uranus, Uranus rules accidents and clumsiness, and Saturn rules karma, but both planets in Capricorn rules the bones.
Jeez.
So people having oppositions to their Cancer planets right now, like myself, because I have Venus in Cancer at 5, and I've had the dropsies, I've been cutting myself and all this stuff, are more subject to accidents than the rest of us. Frankly, you have to be careful.
Well, while I work outside in construction, so really, how much longer should this last, or what should I do about it?
Maybe you should design some body armor. How's your calcium intake? Are you getting enough calcium to supplement your bones?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, usually, I'll tell you what, you already have Jupiter and Saturn in your natal chart in Capricorn. So you're already more vulnerable than the rest of us with these Capricorn natal planets. So you might need more calcium than a normal person to protect your bone structure. But maybe you're being asked, like I believe in Gestalt and I believe in sometimes following the course of least resistance, meaning that if there's pain in what you're doing in your life, maybe you're being asked by your higher self and the forces that be to change and do something else. It's something to think about at least, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, guy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now we'll go to Michelle, a Leo, another Virgo rising. And you know, Michelle, your Virgo rising is 26 and Sean was 25. You guys could almost get married.
Uh-oh. That's going to create a problem.
Of course, if you don't mind a guy in crutches with a cast. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to find out, I am a first-time caller and I just joined. I wanted to find out, I guess, what does my rising sign by degree mean?
Okay, let's take a look at the 26th degree of Virgo, which in general, first of all, is a working and analytical detective-like ascendant, somebody that can be a little bit too serious at times. So you want to practice being more Leo 9 and lighten up. And you want to watch not letting your Virgo take over you where you're confused and undecisive. The Leo is more of a manager.
Okay.
And the Virgo rising here gives you an instinct to help others with humility. So where everybody else might sit by and watch someone getting beat up, you might run out there in the street and help them.
Uh-huh.
There's a need to become less critical, because that is one of the problems of this degree of rising. And a viewing of spiritual instincts is something that wells up in you. Okay?
Okay.
Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Patty now, a double Gemini member. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Farley.
How are you?
I'm great.
Did that topic make sense?
Well, I'm kind of new to it, but it is very interesting, but I guess you just have to find out everybody you meet what their numbers are.
Do you think the aliens off Jupiter understood it?
They did.
They're probably the only ones that did.
Okay. I have to share something with you, Farley.
Okay.
I called and said scan me a while back.
Scan me, baby.
Scan me, baby. And you did, and you told me, money, success. You said, oh, yeah. I said, mm-hmm. Last Monday, you rebroadcast the show. I just happened to tune in. I hadn't heard it for a week. And I said, listen to this, Patty. And you said, money is imminent. Well, guess what?
$100,000.
That's it.
You're kidding.
The pyramid.
No, are you kidding?
Clark, well, I'm still in the running, Farley, but I've already won $11,000.
You mean... What's the name of that show again, The Pyramid?
Yeah, with Dick Clark on TV.
And you won $11,000.
So far.
When are you going to be on?
I'm going to tape again May 6th, so how does it look for me?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Did you tell Dick Clark that I predicted that?
No, I will, though.
I believe he knows me.
Oh, great.
So you should mention on the air. I want you to know this was predicted on the Astrology Hour, but No, I would think May 6 is great.
Oh, good. Well, I had a feeling it would. Well, listen, Farley, I'm tithing 10% back to my source, and one of my sources is the Astrology Hour, so...
Oh, you are so...
Oh, pick a day.
Gosh, I just turned red and got the chills.
But, you know...
If you do that, I think I'll do a show with no commercials if you do that.
All right, well, then I will, for sure. I'll give you I'll give you the... Well, you want the third or fourth or fifth show. Take one.
Well...
What's your favorite number?
Fourth.
All right, the fourth show, 10%, it's yours.
Oh, thank you. You know what else I do see? Gosh, you know what? I think you're going to win it all. I hate to say this, but maybe
I qualified for the Tournament of Champions.
I think you're going to win over $100,000 in this.
I love it.
I really do. And you know what? I think all the guides from all the listeners and all the members of the Astrology Hour are going to be zeroing in on you. Now, when can we watch this on TV? On May 6th?
The two shows I taped already will be on May 26th and 27th.
Oh, well, I'll be... Now, what channel is it?
Oh, gosh. It's syndicated. It's the nighttime show. I don't know.
It's called the $100,000 Pyramid.
Right. Look for me. I'm Patty, the double Gemini.
You're Patty Kochner? Is that it?
No, it's... Well, it's Kanan.
Kanan. Okay, Patty Kanan.
My question...
I like that. When people call me up and validate my predictions, because when I talked to you on the phone, you were so insecure. I told you that, and you went, oh, Farley, like, where is this money going to come from?
Right.
It's going to drop out of the sky, kid.
Yeah, sure. You tell that to all the girls.
That's funny. That's funny. So what do you want to know, hon?
Oh, well, you said my name, and I want to change my name. Is it a good thing to, you know...
I think you should change the spelling from C-A-N-A, like Canaan, like biblical.
The promised land.
Yeah, Patty Kanan. Because looking at it the way it is now... There's a little distortion, and Kanan has more zip to it, more punch to it, you know?
All right, sounds good to me.
So that's my suggestion, okay?
I'll take it.
God bless. I love you. And if you tithe that money to the show, I want you to come down, and we'll see you in person.
Oh, great. Well, I'll do the show with no commercials, and I'll come down and sit in the booth with you. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great, Farley.
Bye-bye. Bye. Far out. The $100,000. See, now everyone's going to call up and say, Farley, when am I going to be on my own game show here, dude? Okay, you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio. The Phenomenon of the 80s, heard weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Thank you for your support. You, the individual out there, you, I'm talking to you, you keep this show on the air. So if you like this show, thank you for making us happen. Yeah. Notice the change of the vibration. No void course moon today. Virgo moon trine Jupiter. Isn't it wonderful? I love it. Okay. Let's go to Alexis now on line 3, Pisces Taurus rising. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Boy, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey.
I've recently become very spiritually aware, and I feel like I should be out there and helping people, and maybe even be an astrologer myself. And I was wondering...
Do you hear the phone ringing?
But I know.
Okay, go ahead.
I was wondering if there was a certain planet and a certain degree that might show that. I mean, I have my node in 29 degrees Taurus and Mars in 28 degrees Pisces.
I think that when you have Venus in Aquarius and Mars in Pisces, that right there is the winner, because you have a Mars trine Neptune, which is very intuitive and psychic and spiritual, and the Venus in Aquarius is an automatic liking to or adhering to the astrological intuition in your higher mind. So you're a natural. You know, you're like throwing a 7 or an 11 at a crap table, you know, so there's a reason why you have that. I think you're blessed because you know about it at a young age. Because 22 is a good age to get started. It took me till about 25 or 6 to really get into it. Okay?
Do you see me going through any type of crisis or big change?
Only if you manifested. I think you've been through most of them already, you know.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you gone through a few roller coasters recently here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it depends. You know, like I say, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go now over here to Deborah on line number 6. And Deborah is a double Virgo. Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I'm going through an incredible, intense emotional depression. I hate to bring you down because you sound so high today.
No, wait a second. I feel so sad about that. Deborah, now come on. You double Virgos. Are you guys?
I'm a triple Virgo. Let's see. Venus in Virgo, Sun in Virgo, and rising Virgo 14 degrees.
So we really know how to freak ourselves out, right?
I'm freaking myself out.
Maybe I think you should go to Disneyland. You know, just do something totally different. Your moon's in Virgo, really?
No, my moon's in Libra.
Oh, then you're a double Virgo with a Libra moon, then.
Well, ascendant Virgo and sun Virgo and Venus Virgo.
Yeah, well, that's not a triple.
Oh,
you're still a double.
Oh,
we talk about you can be a triple if three of your three majors are in the same sign. Sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
what do we need?
Well, I just wonder what you see as far as relationships and emotions for me at this point.
So you don't want to know what Virgo 1 means. I'm never going to tell you now, Deb.
It's actually not Virgo 1. I made a mistake when I called. It's Virgo 14.
Okay, so instead of knowing what your Virgo 14 means, you want a selfish question, right?
I'm pretty down.
Oh, okay.
So I need to sort of understand it better.
You just have too much stuff in your chart that makes you appear to be almost like a tick. You know, I'm not putting you down, but with Mars in Scorpio and all the stuff in Virgo,
yeah.
I think you grab onto things and you won't let go.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can be so stubborn and so immovable that it becomes painful for you and everyone involved.
Yeah.
And I think if you envision yourself like a tick, like I say, and it is true, where almost it seems like you're the bloodsucker and vice versa. Somebody else is also getting you, too.
Right.
I think the best way to pull out of this mess is to become something a lot more gentle.
Right.
Something that is like a snowflake that is just drifting and just in the wind, or a leaf that has fallen and then being carried in the wind and doesn't adhere to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you meditate on this leaf philosophy, then I think it'll pull you away from being the tick, because being a tick with all this Virgo and Scorpio is not going to get you anywhere but more depressed.
Right.
Oh, does that help you any?
That's a very beautiful, poetic way to put it.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to Sharon now, a Pisces Capricorn rising. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
It's the aliens docked off of Jupiter. They're sending me a charge.
Oh, well, good. Good.
What if there really was aliens off Jupiter? They'd probably be kicking back, laughing their butts off right now.
I thought you were serious.
I think I am. I usually wouldn't say that unless it was true. Andy Lopez told me that I had aliens listening to my show. So.
Oh, okay. I have a question about my degree rising.
Oh, goody, goody.
Okay.
Thank God we have a person here that's interested in some spirit here.
Okay.
Well, okay, what Capricorn rising degree are you?
29.
Oh, that's a nice one. You know why that's so nice?
Why?
That's the last degree of Capricorn headed into Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
So you're finishing up a whole lot of stuff here as far as obsessions with the material world. That's a big test here. And here's what it means. It's your ability to finally see beyond the present. This is one of the more spiritual degrees of Capricorn.
Okay.
A new perspective on existence. A realization of the relationship of all things to all things.
Okay.
And it's actually a very religious and spiritual degree of Capricorn. Do you relate to that?
Yes, I can, very much. Things around me are changing, and I feel more in touch with things now than I've ever been in my life.
Thank you for participating in the topic.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to charter member Leo Aries Rising Patrick. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Thank you for being there.
Thank you.
You want to know your rising, right?
That's right.
I knew you would. I knew of all people to call, you'd sit there and go, Farley, this is my kind of topic. Have you enjoyed these shows on the degrees lately?
I have very much.
This is a heavy degree of Aries. All Aries Rising people, many times, they tend to be propelled by a force or an energy, sometimes an ego, that throws you into a game situation that you're not always comfortable in, but sometimes you think it's fun.
Uh-huh.
And the 19th degree of Aries would show a need to pull back from competition and a closer scrutiny of life around the entity, which is you. A forceful endeavor toward overcoming prejudices.
Uh-huh.
So as you grow, it's like you flower and blossom. And knowing that you are one of the most compassionate, generous, sharing individuals I have ever met, I was just wondering if there was a lot of competition when you were a child.
Manifested more in my teen years and then in my preparing for a career, which I have completely pulled back from into what you're describing.
So you do relate to that degree then?
Oh, very much.
I'm going to do your sun and your moon for you because you really kept us on the air. What's your moon?
My moon is 15 degrees Cancer.
The 15th degree of Cancer where your moon is an unexpected desire for self-gratification, a return of sluggish energies, a consuming need for physical overindulgence. Hence, your sex drive might be analyzed through that moon. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
What about your sun?
It's 24 Leo.
All right. So we're zapping you, guy, because we love you over here, right? A desire to give up dominion over own forces. A trusting to divine guidance in this dominion. a confusion over the power play of ego self and spirit self.
Well, I'm right on schedule.
Thank you. See you later, guy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Gloria now, October 21st, 39, Pisces rising. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm feeling better.
I have a north node at 29 Libra.
Oh, you want to know what 29 Libra means?
Well, is it? Don't you have your moon at 29 Libra?
I have Uranus at 29 Gemini,
oh.
And I've always had a bonding or an adhesion to all people I've ever met with either Libra 29 or Aquarius 29.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So, you know, if people out there have that, then they would understand their connection with me.
Hmm.
A lot of people might understand their connection with me after hearing this show today.
Yeah, this is a fascinating topic.
Okay.
My husband's part of fortune is at 27 degrees Libra, and my Sun and Saturn are 27.
Well, that's interesting.
So that's the one I'd like to...
Oh, so you want 27 Libra?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the connection there is very evolved because it's in late Libra. Libra because it is a sign of balance and justice and partnerships and love and relationships does also represent a vibration of higher love qualities. So people that have anything from 20 to 29 Libra usually qualify for vibration and higher love categories, which I hope you have in your marriage.
Well, that's wonderful. I wonder why we're not getting along.
Well, you're probably not getting along because maybe you're trying too hard and you're trying to be a little bit too detailed in trying to manage your relationship. It's probably best to be spiritual with each other and just let God handle it, in my opinion, because this 27th degree of Libra is very rare, very rare. It represents a higher level of being, a relationship to the universal mind regarding the goal of the spirit, a compassionate yearning to enlighten others. So as long as you're selfish, you'll have troubles in the relationship. Once you both become selfless and learn to give in to each other, then you'll find there'll be more flow.
All right, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, let's go to another call now. Susan on line one, a Cancer with Aries rising high.
Hi, I'd like to know about my Aries rising at 5 degrees.
Oh, that's a cute little rising of Aries. That's a sweet little puppy, square my Venus. So we have a 5-5 square going. Whenever I've met somebody with a 5-5 square, it usually means there's a debt going on between the two people. Now, this is one of the younger degrees of Aries. So, you know, usually there's a lot of growth necessary and required here, and obviously a need to let go and not act as childish as you'd like to be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the fifth degree of Aries would be a longing for further evolvement, a seeking of a new facet to the self, and a need to surpass and overcome the self. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. The Astrology Hour returns weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, where astrological metaphysical radio continues. See you real soon, weekdays on the Fox at 12 noon. Bye-bye.